Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the City Soccer Showcase.
That's St. Louis City Soccer, baby!
Sponsored by Michelob Ultra, Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, and Together Credit Union on 104.1 FM KMOX.
We come your way live from Hot Shots in Fenton. My name is Matt Pauly. Jen Cease is alongside. We'll have Tomas Ostrak coming up with us in just a moment or so. Before we get to him, though, we'll tell you what's going to be going on here for the next hour. Hot Shots in Fenton, if you don't know where that is, 44, you get off on Mraz. It's kind of on that frontage road. Stop on in, and Tomas is going to be here until 8 o'clock. He's going to join us on the radio for a half hour or so, till about 6:30, and then we've got a table set up where he's going to be signing autographs, and he's going to be taking photos and just hanging out with people. So you can come on out here. You can say hello. Together Credit Union has all kinds of swag they're giving away. You can drink yourself a Michelob Ultra. We've got some giveaways that we're going to be doing throughout the course of the evening as well. So lots of reasons to get on out here to Hot Shots in Fenton. Jen, it's our last one. This is our fourth and final one of the year.
I didn't know I could order a Michelob Ultra, so I got to excuse myself for a moment.
Are you just going to go get yourself a Michelob Ultra right now?
I just might. I'm not training. I don't have to play 90-plus minutes. Not anymore.
There you go. So with that, let's bring Tomas into the program. Tomas, thanks so much for being with us today.
Hello, guys. I'm very, very excited to be here. I mean, this place looks amazing, and yeah, I am very excited to be here, guys.
I'm glad that we're talking to you this week because teams playing maybe their best soccer of the year. You look at these last two matches, some one-sided victories, and it's coming late in the season, but certainly better to be coming late than never.
That's how you said it, because, we waited for that, to have some good results, to play some good soccer. And finally, I think we are on the right way, and I think we're doing very good, so I hope we're going to stay on this way and just keep going so the people and fans can be excited to see us to come again next year. They have some expectation, and we want to make them proud, we want to make them smile, we want to win every game. So I'm very happy that we finally found a way to make some good results.
Yeah, and of course, LAFC is coming to town, but you're going to be home at Energizer Park. Does it really help you guys? What you say, always talk about the 12th man, the fans. Is that push from your home fans really helpful as much as you say it is?
For sure, for sure. These fans are amazing. I mean, very, very good. I mean, they always support us no matter what happened in the stadium. Even if we're down 2-0, they're still pushing us so hard and try to give their energy on us, you know, so we can be to be alive, you know, like to just to feel it, like from the stands, from the crowd, and I think everybody feels it, and they just gave it to every player on the pitch for us, and we can feel it for sure.
As this season has been long, obviously there was a coaching change, and the style of play changed a little bit, and I think fans thought it was better, but the results weren't coming along. You guys stayed true to what you want to do, continued to work hard, and now you're seeing some results right now. How challenging is it to kind of stay that course and know what you're doing is the right thing, even when you go out and play on Saturday night, you look at the scoreboard at the end of the night, and it's not where you want it to be?
No, it was definitely tough because the first half year we played something different, and then we made a change, new coach, new philosophy, new tactics, and it's not going to change like that in the moment. So we knew we have to stick to the principle what the coach wants from us, and we have to believe in his philosophy, you know, to understand him. And I think it took a moment, it took a couple time, and I think right now we stick to the to his plan, and I think everybody can see it. It looks very good, it looks better. Of course, there are some mistakes, but they are going to be always, and we are humans, huh? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, we improved for sure, and everybody can see it, and I'm very happy that we stick together as a group, as a unit, and I think fans deserve it. So I am very, very happy that we didn't, give up, and that we still try our best to make our fans happy, and that they can see we didn't give up. So we still like trying to fight and give everything for the fans and St. Louis.
I'm glad you said that, because it's a theme I've heard from a couple of players recently. Henry Kessler a few weeks ago talked about how proud he was of the group for sticking with it when so much has changed, like how you deal with that. And Marcel Hartl, Tom Timmerman, you've talked to Tom from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch before, asked Cello about, you know, what to do, what you guys are doing now, what needs to happen. And Cello was as direct as you are and said, don't change the staff.
Exactly. You know,
like find what we want and then let us work through that. And not, that's hard to keep performing when you're walking in. You walked into the season with a totally different style after you got healed, and then a coaching change. That's hard to be performing at a level when you're constantly dealing with changes all over the place.
No, exactly. I mean, it's mental very, very hard, because, you know, if you like used to some style, and then, you know, now, all right, all staff changes, new playing style, and everybody has to adjust. And as you said, like, yeah, now we have to keep working on that, what made us better. And I think we have to stick in this playing style with the tactics and just to be on the same page as we are right now, I believe. And the results came. So we've been patient, and I think the patience, it was like, I would say, like,
paid off?
Paid off.
There you go.
Very good, very good. My English is not that good, but yeah.
Your English is better than mine or Matt's chat,
nah,
let me
nah.
tell you.
All right. No, I try my best, but yeah, thank you for it. No, so as I said, we stick together as a unit. I think that paid off, and I mean, amazing. Now we just keep working, we keep continue, and I believe it's going to stay the results as they are.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe when you first entered the organization that Bradley was still the head coach. Was that right? Okay,
yeah,
So you've had all four. You've had Bradley and Hackworth and Olaf and now Critchley. Have you like ever taken a step back and just think, you haven't been here that long. I think it was 2022 that you got here, so basically 3 years in the organization, and you've had all these different coaches.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I had three coaches because Hack was as the first one, 2022, mm-hmm. MLS Next Pro.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I already knew him from a little bit from the past. And, but MLS, I have no experience with him because I was at that time injured. So, but every coach has some different style, own philosophy, you know. So they, with the Bradley, that was more all-out pressing, be on the front foot, you know, like
let defense figure out the problems on defense.
exactly. But we scored always more goals than the opponent.
That's true.
So it was very successful year for us. 2023 was amazing. We end up like first in our group. I mean, it was big success for me, legacy, I would say. And when I remember back in days, wow, what a year, to be honest. And of course, 2024. That was not that good for me personally because I was injured.
Well, you got to play like you played like 12 games because you were injured forever.
No, exactly.
You had surgery.
Exactly. I had surgery, but before that, I felt like I'm on the very, very good way because I felt like, damn, that's very, very good.
Well, I know you were, because when you came in preseason that year, I remember we were in the bottom, the Mineta Pitch Club, everybody, which was a terrible setup. I love you, City, but terrible to put everybody, all the players in a line. Do not sit Klaus next to Indy, next to the oh my gosh, I couldn't get any interview done. But what all of them told me, it was like, who's come in ready? And every single player was like, Ostrock's ready to game. And then I think you got, what, like 11, 12 games or something, and you had the ankle break.
Exactly. I had some very unlucky injuries. So
that
was a very big step back. So, that's when I look at it past, that was very tough for me because I had never injury like that, never surgery on my legs, ankle especially. And, yeah, you know, like you grow from that and you just, you know, you have to take it, nothing else. But, very happy that I'm again healthy and I can be here. I can be on the pitch. And
no more pain? No
more pain.
There you go.
And, of course, you can feel it sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes, yeah. But I think I already used to it, but it's no problem for me anymore. But, as I said, finally happy to be here.
Very good. We are talking with Tomas Ostrock. We are live at Hot Shots in Fenton. I would love for you to stop on by. He's going to stick with us for one more segment, and then he's going to step out to the table where he'll be able to sign autographs and take photos. The folks from Together Credit Union are here. You can get yourself a Michelob Ultra while you're out here. Get yourself some food from Hot Shots. We've got you taken care of. So go pick up your kids from soccer practice and run on over here to Hot Shots and enjoy the evening with us. We'll take a break. We've got more coming up in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Now, back to the City Soccer Showcase. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, and Together Credit Union.
on 104.1 FM KMOX.
We're live at Hot Shots in Fenton. You get on 44, you get off on Mraz, and kind of a little shopping plaza right there. Come on in. We are going to be here until 8 o'clock this evening as Tomas Ostrak is here, and he's going to join us for about 10 more minutes, and then he'll sit down to sign autographs and meet you and everything. Together Credit Union is here. They're giving away lots of stuff. We're going to have some other giveaways to give away. You can get a Michelob Ultra while you're here, so lots of reasons to stop on by Hot Shots in Fenton.
Yeah, Fenton, I grew up here, so I grew up right close to Soccer Park, so I know it always has different names now, but I always call it Soccer Park. So all you guys who are out at Soccer Park practice, I know there's tons of people at Gallagher. Just swing on by. You don't want to make dinner. You don't want to do dishes.
No.
Come here.
Come here.
Get a signature. Get some food. Get a beverage.
Might win something.
Might win a raffle.
Yeah.
Get to meet Tomas.
There you go.
So I wanted to go back to, I'm thinking of some stuff I've read about. I've talked to you a few times, and I had to go back and realize you've been doing this pro thing since you were 16. So a 16-year-old teenage boy. I have two teenagers that I can't imagine. Well, I have more teenagers, but I have two teenage boys that I can't imagine living that far for that long and being on your own. How is that something that you manage for so long?
You know, if you have some goal, and you go for it, you know, like you give everything to make it happen. And for me, the kind of small dream came true, and I just enjoy that because I always wanted to go to Germany to already start young age playing for FC Köln, you know. Mm-hmm. But back in days, I remember my mom was like, "Oh, you really wanna leave our home?" And I was like, "Hell yeah, I won't.
Bye, mom.
And my father was so, it was like, "Yeah, you have to go, you know, like." And my mom was like, "Oh, no." But it was very, very, very funny because my father was like, "Yeah, it's good for you, good for career, you know. If you join their young academy, they have some good players, you know. You can have some good, players, so you can play with or against, you know."
Yeah.
So
competition.
Exactly. That's what I was searching. But I'm very happy that I did it, because after that I was responsible for myself. I learned how to cook. I learned how to.
Oh man, I need to kick my teenagers out, make them go live across the sea.
Exactly. How to manage my dirty clothes, you know, so I have to wash it in. I always call my mom, "Mom, please help me how I can do it. I don't want to mess my new clothes, you know, like, can I do white and black together, you know?"
Depends.
Depends, exactly. Depends. And she said, no, listen, this, you know. So it was pretty funny, but a lot of good stories, because I had their friends, you know, from Macedonia, from Latvia.
Wow.
So it was international a little bit, so I had some friends there. So it was pretty exciting that we enjoyed the time together, you know. So yeah, that was a lot of fun, and I always remember it in the best way.
It's a sacrifice, though. I mean, people need to think about it. You're a 16-year-old who's going to see your family essentially once a year, and you're off on your own. And it's not just for one year. You're continuing to do that now to chase this dream. There was a huge, huge sacrifice that went along with it.
No, for sure. Big sacrifice. And I remember I cried a couple times, you know, because I felt like, oh, Germany, different language than Czech, you know. I have to learn the German language, English.
And I did. I'm reading in an article that you've learned several.
Yeah, exactly.
Russian?
So
you can understand Russian?
I can understand Russian as well.
Wow.
I can understand Polish, because it's similar, you know, Polish, Slovakia, Czech. They are like similar languages. So, because of my friend from Latvia, he spoke Russian, and so he teach me something, you know, some bad words. Of course, I don't want to say the bad words here, but no, but you know, everybody teach you the first bad words for sure. They did it to me here as well.
Be careful, Matt. We might have to cut him off the air.
Does the FCC fine you for Russian bad words? I don't know.
No. I will not say. No. I don't want to have some problems or something.
So to bring you back to another memory, because I put it, we talked, I think, the very first time I ever met you, you know, just kind of making those connections on who played with who and who played against who. You know, Timo last week told us all about, he's very proud of beating Roman Berkey in a game, but you've beaten another St. Louis City player in a game. What was that?
That was against VfL Bochum, against Eduard Leven, and that was my actually first Bundesliga appearance. And yeah, that was my first Bundesliga appearance. In 5 minutes, I created a goal, and we beat, I think it was 2-1. It was 28 August in 2022, I guess.
Does Adu remember, or does he try to say, I don't know what you're talking about, Thomas?
I mean, we spoke about that, and he said, oh, you know, like, I don't want to remember that, you know, because we lost, you know. So, of course, I don't want to, like, poke him again, but I think he remembers it.
Yeah, he does.
He does, he does. So it was pretty funny, you know, that my first Bundesliga appearance against this guy, and now we play
together.
And now together,
you're teammates.
Together, you know. So that's pretty, the fate
right.
Brung us together, huh?
When you've been all over, you've been in St. Louis now for a handful of years. What is it like for somebody, a young guy, coming into a new city, whether it's St. Louis or somewhere else, but specifically St. Louis, when you walk in here and you don't know many people and you're trying to establish a life, what is that like for you?
Oh, for me, America was for me like special, you know, like USA was, everybody says, oh, America, what a dream, just, you know, to be here, to enjoy that kind of style. Living style, you know, and it's for everybody in Europe, it's very special. So for me, it was like when I get the first talk with the Lutz at that time, that was for me very exciting because he told me, yeah, look, new project, 2023, first MLS year, you know, like everything is going to be new. We have some good vision. We want to like make you play here. We want to like, you know, like develop you as a player, as a human, as a person. So for me, it was very excited, and you know, the project was amazing. I am very, very happy that I made this decision, and yeah, overall, USA, St. Louis, I cannot say something bad.
But maybe the heat sometimes?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
it. I mean, you
heat.
Can say bad things. All right. We all think that.
To be honest, I forgot about that because now it's good weather again, you know.
True, so, it's very
so
nice.
So now I'm very
today.
Happy that the weather is good again, but the summer it's killing me.
But next August it'll be like
from June, I think middle of June until middle of August, maybe end of August, it's like.
Yeah, Timo like thought rough. It was too hot in March, and I was like, oh, buddy.
Oh, no. I told him, look, be prepared for the summer.
That's already not from
I was like, be prepared for the summer, buddy. But and he didn't believe me, and now he's like,
oh, he believes you now,
bro. You was right. He's like that, and I was like, yeah, bro. You should listen to me.
I tell you, you should listen to me.
But yeah, that's pretty funny. But yeah, we survived it, and now it's what is it? It's September now, end of September, and it's crazy. It's crazy.
And I'm looking back to this. It's an article. Julian Trejo wrote it back when you were, it was earlier times and talked when Indy was still, Indiana Vasilev was still with the club. You and I, Matt, had a great time with Indy at one of these. He was a good time. But he talks that, you know, you guys were living kind of in the same complex. You were near one another. And he talked about just how much he thought of you as a good person, but also that, hey, don't take his soft-spoken nature, because once the competition turns on, Tomas Ostrak can be very outspoken about, and that the team listens to that. What happens when Tomas turns competitive?
I mean, when I turn competitive, I just I have just straight look. I don't look left or right. I just going for it, you know, because I hate losing. I hate to lose every whatever we play.
Oh,
I don't know, darts.
Oh, they
or
play ping pong and
ping
darts
pong
and all
exactly
kinds of things.
Darts,
yes.
Ping pong, you know, even PlayStation. So I am so mad. So you don't wanna speak after some game in practice and I lost. You have to give me some time and then maybe you can speak with me, guys. So I dare you, don't speak to me.
God, I will never ask for an interview with you if you've lost.
Exactly. And then like after training, oh, Thomas, they want to do interview. I'm like
really? And we would never know when he comes over. We would never know this.
That's good.
And then I have to like, all right, breathe. And then I'm good again, you know, because, you know, I'm a competitive guy. Since I was young, when I lost some game, I cried when I was young, really.
Yeah?
Oh, I do. Did
you guys both play soccer?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. We did. Yeah.
Who won? Who was better?
He was 8 years older, okay. So I guess he should won. But I don't know. Maybe, when I remember, I won some games, but I think maybe he just let me just to win, you know, for good, I don't know, for good feelings, you know, maybe. I don't know.
That's a nice big brother.
Yeah, probably.
Last question for me, and not to take it too serious, but I got to follow up on something you just said. Hating losing is a really good attribute for an athlete.
Exactly.
The team has lost a little bit too much recently. How do you make sure that you continue to hate losing even when it continues to happen?
I mean, you know, that hurts.
Yeah.
Every lose hurts. You know, maybe you guys can see it, but in locker room or after practice, there are like emotions, a lot of emotions. And you as a pro soccer player, you just have to manage it, you know? And you have to say, all right, we go again. But next week, we lose again. And you say, come on, we have to do better. But you don't. And then you have to say, all right, we have to continue believe, you know, because it's not that easy. Because, you know, losing, especially me, when I lose, I feel like, damn, I just don't want to lose again. So just, I want to be mental prepared, you know. But at the end, when you come home, you just have to a little bit, you know, switch, move on, just don't forget about it for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then next day, if you wake up, you say, all right, I give everything to make better myself, my teammates, the club, so I can give everything for the city and for our club. So, I mean, that was my desire, just to be better as a unit, as a club, and as a person as well.
Well, I got to ask, so last one for me too is 3 games left. I can't believe we're here. It's a long, MLS is a long season, so 3 games left. City's not going to go to the playoffs this year. I know you hate that. You said this actually in an interview that you were really hopeful and I and I'm going to quote you. You said that suck. You said that suck when you didn't make playoffs, and I agreed with you. So not going to make it this year. But what would make these last 3 games something where you can walk away and go, okay, that was good, and we can build on that for next season? What do you want to see from yourself and the team?
For myself, I just want to see us as right now, so as we working in the training, so we believe in the coach, in the staff, and as a process right now, it's going some process in the club, because, you know, of course, Lutz financial is out, everybody is just like waiting what's going to happen, but it's not our business, you know, so we just keep working on our behaviors, and, you know, we wanna end strong to make the best out of it, and we just wanna win every game right now as always, and I believe in Saturday it's gonna be very, very good game, because LAFC is very, very good right now. Yeah. These guys up front are
they
very,
gotta come here. Yeah. And do it
exactly. So they have to be worried, because we are in good shape too, you know, so we have we have some big expectations, we believe in ourselves, and I think it's gonna be very, very good game, and I can wait for it. So very, very happy that Saturday is already the game.
Tomas, thank you so much for taking time. It was great to get to know you a little bit.
Sorry.
It was great to get to know you a little
perfect,
bit here.
Perfect. I am very happy that I can see you guys here, like the environment and the pub. Is it pub, right?
Yeah.
Or bar? How you can say it?
It's a bar.
It's a bar.
We
bar?
Do. We say bar.
Pub, yeah. Bar.
It's a...
Yeah, whatever.
It's dinner for me.
Yes, it's dinner.
But for me, it's something new, you know? Yes. Like, but I love it. So thank you guys for inviting me, and very happy to talk to you guys and get you know better.
Awesome. Very good. That is Tomas Ostrak coming to hang out here until 8 o'clock this evening. So stop on by. We're at Hot Shots in Fenton, right off of 44. We'd love to see you out here. He's going to be taking photos, signing autographs, talking with you until 8 o'clock this evening. So make sure to stop on by. Jen's not going anywhere. She'll continue to join me through the end of this hour. We'll hear from Dale Shilley coming up in just a moment. It's Graybar Sports Open Line. It's our soccer showcase at Hot Shots in Fenton right here on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line, not just a Graybar Sports Open Line, but it is a soccer showcase. We are broadcasting live from Hot Shots in Fenton. My name is Matt Pauly. Jen Cease is here as well. That was a lot of fun talking with Tomas.
He's great. Yeah. I enjoy talking with him a lot. He's a lot of fun.
So right now, speaking of people who are fun to talk to, we're going to bring in Dale Schilly.
He's the funnest.
He is. And he does just about everything at City. And you also hear him on the Y98 broadcast. He joins us right now. Dale, always good to talk to you. How are you?
I am good. Glad to be on the air.
The team's playing some pretty good soccer right now. Would you say what you've seen maybe these last 2 weeks is their best two games that they've put back-to-back this season?
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think the just in terms of total performance, when you look at the defending side playing, you know, with the ball, creating chances, Roman contributing like he did against San Jose, I would say for sure, from a complete package perspective, our best performances.
You know, Dale, one of the things that I like that you do in the pregame show is Dale always comes up, Matt, with the three things. We have like three questions about what City needs to do to be successful that match. And usually all three, if not two or three, Dale has already called out it, whether they've done it or they haven't. And Dale, you called out the last time of not only keeping San Jose wasn't kept off the board, but City did execute in transition. And you talked also about punishing San Jose for playing a high line. And I just want to call out the scouting that gets done on that. Not only do the players have to execute that, but the coaching staff, which is not just Critchley, it's all the people who come and they look at all that stuff. And it really seems like that part of figuring out how a city can play to their strengths against whatever might work against their opponent is also coming into line as well. Do you feel that as well from your perspective as also a coach?
Yeah. I mean, first off, it wasn't that difficult because they were so pushed high. And whenever we would get possession of the ball, even, you know, if we would start the ball in the back and they have a high line, that's one thing. Then you got to play a big ball over top of them and it's less accurate. Gives them a bigger opportunity or more of an opportunity to drop and cover the space behind. But as you move the ball higher up the field and you get closer to that line, most teams will drop that line a little bit to cover the space behind. But San Jose just kept pushing the line higher and higher and holding it and holding it. And pretty soon you were 10 yards from their line and you had 40 yards of space behind them. In a situation like that, the game is just calling for you to play the ball in behind them, play a through ball, if you will, old school terms, and try to get a breakaway out of it. And even if you don't get a breakaway out of it, at least you got it, the ball in behind them. You can set up your press, set up a restart, you know, a situation where maybe you're in a corner kick, that kind of stuff. So from a scouting perspective and from a preparation perspective, that is why you scout. You want to see what the tendencies are from a team. And really the trick is it a tendency or is it a one-off? And you have to determine, you know, what's trend, what's recurring and happening over and over and over, and what happens one instant that you have to scratch it off your list and just look for other trends. But it's an important part of your preparation for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting listening to Jen ask that question, something that I've never asked. Being more familiar with baseball and football and basketball, and just knowing how those professional teams have so many scouts and have departments that are just completely committed to data and analytics and things like that. Can you tell our listeners, and me for that matter, what it looks like from a soccer perspective and for city perspective, just the infrastructure that exists to be able to get those things done?
Yeah, so... It's interesting because, you know, 5 years ago, probably even less, having a data analyst was a foreign situation. Now, I would go overseas and visit organizations and clubs, and they would have complete video departments, and they would have groups that were cutting up video both from a individual player development perspective and from a team perspective for coaches, but they didn't have data. But now in City's situation, in the academy level, I have a video analyst that can dabble in the data side. I have coaches that are somewhat familiar on the data side because of some work that we've done with some other data analysts over the years. The second team has a committed video analyst that does data work as well. Specifically just for that team. And the first team has both a data analyst and a video analyst to help Critch out. And Critch is pretty analytical himself. I mean, he believes in the numbers, as you can tell from his post-game conferences and whatnot. But, yeah, that's the structure. And to be fair, that's probably a little light. He probably needs a couple of video analysts, maybe another data analyst just to get all the information that he needs from a game perspective. Like at halftime, they'll come down into the locker room. Let me take a step back. During the game, Critch may say to the data analyst up in the press box or to one of the assistant coaches, tell the data or the video analyst to clip that. And then he'll come down. The video analyst will come down at halftime with six or seven video clips. Critch will go through them real quick before he has a talk with the team. Pick three or four of them out and then review those clips with the team at halftime before they go back out onto the field and talk about how this can't happen or how we want to see this happen again for the second half.
Yeah, and we know that halftime is only 15 minutes. That's got to happen really fast. Yeah. I definitely want to look ahead to LAFC. City's got three games left, as Critch said, 9 points to grab. But LAFC, when you look at that, another team that's doing pretty good right now. If Denny Bwanga wasn't already a force to be reckoned with, it seems like his partnership with Song Hoon Min from Tottenham is just really the talk of the town right now. You know, how I think it's exciting also if you're just a soccer fan to look at that. Denny Bwanga, Matt, is a guy who can go 92 minutes and still do a flip after he scores a goal. Like, he doesn't ever seem to slow down. You got, you know, Song Hoon Min, who's everybody's excited that. Korean fans are excited. What are the fans going to see in this version of LAFC, and how does City be successful against them, if possible, this weekend?
Yeah, I would just say that normally when you have to bring a guy on that's of Son's quality, it usually disrupts the team for a bit until they figure out their way. And usually we have a guy like Wanga and him together as front runners, there's not enough soccer balls on the field for the two of them to play at the same time. But this is the complete opposite. They've meshed quickly. The team has changed systems from a normal 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1 system to a three-center-back system, like a 3-5-2, if you will, from the old days. And those two, Son and Bwanga, playing up front together, each one of them is faster than the other, super skillful. They've had three consecutive hat tricks over their last three games. I think they have 12 goals in their last three games. They are firing, and just Son is just so athletic, so good on the ball, can score from distance, can combine to get in, can run past you. Very, very difficult. They were tough enough with Blanga coming in from the wing. Now they have two guys attacking centrally. Wow, what a chore we got for us this week, and it's going to be a good one.
He is Dale Schiller. You'll hear him on the broadcast coming up on Saturday. LAFC and all their star power coming into St. Louis and Energizer Park. 7:30 for the start, and you can hear it again on our sister station, Y98. Dale, thanks as always for the time. Enjoy a weekend of not traveling, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you.
Very good. That's Dale Schiller joining us as we are live right now, Hot Shots in Fenton. If you've been with us, you heard us talking with Tomas Ostrak earlier. He right now is talking with people and taking photos and signing autographs. If you want to meet Tomas, you can just come on out here to Fenton and say hello while you're here. Get yourself a Michelob Ultra, get some food, talk to...
Okay.
There you go. That's all we have to tell Jen. Hey, Jen, do you want a beer?
I do.
Yes.
Order up, please.
Very good. One more break. We'll come back. Wrap up hour number one of the program right here on KMOX.
Now, back to the City Soccer Showcase. Sponsored by Michelob Ultra, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, and Together Credit Union on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Continuing to broadcast from Hot Shots in Fenton. If you're on 44, you get off on Mraz. I know that's going the other way. Jen, if you're going the other way.
My digs, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
which way? Well, is it still Mraz you get off
on?
Well,
they kind of changed a bunch. Okay. Just get off near Soccer Park and find your way out the outer road.
Yeah. Put it in your GPS, Hot Shots
in
Fenton.
That's what I did.
That'll tell you how to get here.
And I grew up here and I use GPS.
I just... So, yeah, that's how you do it. Tomas Ostrak is here. He is continuing to sign autographs and take photos. We'd love for you to join us. He's going to do that for the next hour and 10 minutes or so, all the way until 8 o'clock this evening.
Isn't he the best?
He's awesome.
Know,
he's awesome.
Right?
Love talking to him. Love these guys' stories. And just the idea of, like, leaving home at the age of 16 and seeing your family once a year.
Right.
For year after year after year after year. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's hard. I don't even know. I don't. And my kids don't call me and they're in town. I don't know. He calls his parents every night. What a good boy.
I couldn't imagine. Like, going to college at 18 was challenging enough. And
that's
I was 5 hours away. I could drive home whenever I wanted to.
Right.
So it was, that part of sports sometimes, especially soccer, is really interesting. I found it interesting this week, speaking of stuff that interests me. There seemed to be this concerted effort by a number of players to basically say Critchley needs to be the head coach moving forward. That was a narrative that we heard from
a
lot.
I heard it as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't know if they got together in the locker room and said this needs to be a message that we get out. But I heard it from a lot of individuals, and I think that speaks volumes.
I think it does, too. And you hear it among there will be fans that would prefer – to get somebody already seasoned with whatever kind of experience, right? But every coach, to me, starts somewhere. Everybody has a beginning, and I'm a Critch fan. I've always said that. I like what he does with the players. I like how he talks to us in media. He makes our jobs really easy. He's very frank and to the point. He doesn't dance around questions, and he also doesn't give answers he can't, right, for the game. But I really think he's one not only – do the players trust him tactically? They also trust him that he is. He may not. You may not get the start. You may not get whatever. But he is still has a vested interest with you in you as a player and furthering your development.
It was a waste that last year they played so well under Hackworth and then brought in Olaf, who did Lord knows what.
Different.
You can't do that again.
Nope.
You just can't. And I realize I've heard it from a million people. You don't want to buy in on short-term gains and not have the long-term plan. But that being said, it can't just be this repetitive, hey, we found a guy who makes the team play best soccer in a while, and then we'll go do something else. We'll go do something wacky.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what Olaf was. That was a wacky hire.
It was, again, if we talk about the pendulum swung all the way the other way, it wasn't just a little bit off. It was all the way off. We know that. So you're right. They have to get it right on the coaching, and they have to get it right on the sporting director, because you need those working right in tandem and making sure that, as I think Marcel Hartles, said, it was not don't change it.
Yeah.
let's make the choice and let's work with it, and not to have some consistency for the players means a lot.
And the sporting director is supposed to hire the coach, so that creates just a really weird dynamic, because you have a guy in Critchley who's seemingly doing a really good job. I don't know when they're going to hire a sporting director.
So then you get a sporting director that's like, yeah, yes, him.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. And you don't want Critchley to sit there in limbo for a while either. It's just they did it to themselves, so I don't feel bad for them, to be blunt about it. Get it right.
That's right.
Get it right. And I think the fans here deserve them to get this one right.
Yeah, and we give the players the chance to truly prove up to a system that doesn't consistently change. Mm-hmm. And then we can judge the players, I think, a little bit better.
And as much as I really appreciate what the players are saying, I'll say this too. If the next sporting director doesn't believe in Critchley, you can't keep Critchley because you have to have – the sporting director has to have confidence in whoever that next coach is.
100%. Yeah. So it is kind of one of those chicken and the egg, which one comes first. We know how it typically happens, but is it going to happen that way for City? I don't know, and I don't know how close that search is.
Yeah, it's but just a few games left. I hate – here, I'm just complaining about stuff. It's so dumb that they have the second-to-last game a week off, and then they play the last.
I did notice that, yes.
If your season's just about over, and you're going to make people sit through an off week before you play the final game. They did that. It was that way last year. I don't know if there's an international window going on.
Yeah, there's an MLS thing, and then for a lot of these guys, they'll take those opportunities to go back home. They'll take those opportunities to get home as quick as they can. Some of them, like Timo, will stay in town. They're having a child, but some of them will go and visit their families.
Okay, I'm done complaining. We are at Hot Shots in
But
Fenton.
Come on out and have a great time.
Yeah, I could complain to you off the radio if you want me to. Hot Shots in Fenton, stop on by. Tomas is going to be signing autographs for the next hour or so up until 8 o'clock. We'll kind of shift to just a standard sports open line during at least 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk lots of Cardinals baseball. That's all coming up. Don't go anywhere. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.